Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. Time for you to grab your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of wonderful messages we are going to get today. Messages that can make a huge difference in our lives. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So now it is time for you to learn all about the magical DC Love.
Hello, Barbara. It's me, the magical DC Love. I don't feel so magical right now.
You sound
I have Joan Rivers telling me I sound like a teenage boy going through puberty. Oh, well. I'm going to do the best that I can today. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher. And I bring divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, and every now and then the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But it took me a while, and I did realize that it is really a divine connection that I have with Joan. And she's left the door open, and others have walked through it. But prior to doing this work that I can't imagine not doing, I did have a background in law enforcement, so I've now hung up my 357, and I'm offering angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are, and this is the force that I now belong to. And as well, it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Well, thank you, DC Love, and I'm glad that you decided to come on the show, even though you don't sound quite like you.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a speaker, an author, a spiritual healer, and a radio show host. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with. And all sessions with me are a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or about myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus, scroll to the bottom of that page, and there are Learn More buttons. The Learn More button under DC Stitcher will take you to DC's website, so that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. The Learn More button under my picture will take you to more information about me. But feel free to look around that website. I've posted lots of things that have made a difference in my life, and it may be just what you're looking for to make a difference in your own. Okay, now it is time for us to hear these wonderful messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, Barbara, I'm going to keep my messages short today because I want to be able to join in with readings. So I'm just going to read a little prayer, and it's a prayer for self-esteem and self-acceptance. And Joan said, you need this today. I feel like I sound like Jeremiah, the bullfrog. I feel like I swallowed a bullfrog. So this prayer is written by Kathleen Filippo. And it starts off, Beloved Archangel Michael, bless me with a new sense of self-esteem, acknowledging my strengths and accepting my weaknesses. Help me to move out of my comfort zone and step into my power now as I start to walk my talk and live my dreams. Help me to realize that I am a spark of the divine, and as such, I am perfect just as I am. When I strive to grow and change, I do so from a place of love, kindness, and acceptance of self. Dear Archangel Shamuel, help me to truly love myself, realizing I need not change a thing, as I am fine the way I am, for all is well in my life, as I give my higher self the reign from this day forward. I am a beautiful soul. Okay, come on, Archangel Michael. I am a beautiful soul with a special mission on earth. The more I live my divine blueprint, the more I love myself and life, and so it is. And I'm sorry about that, Barbara, but that's about all the messages that are going to come out today.
Okay, I can accept that. So here is what Jesus wants to say right now. And part of this is definitely for you, DC. If I don't know what he's going to say, that's all I can tell you about it.
Okay.
All right, here we go. My beloved one, you are always learning. You are always being given the opportunity to embrace what you learn. And we know that we've told you time after time after time again that you create what you experience. And this is always true, no matter what it is you are experiencing. You create it. You can change it. You can let it go. You can go deeper into it. You have so many choices. But you are powerful. You are more powerful than you recognize. But this doesn't mean that you can't embrace that power. So we want each of you to think about your life right now. Think about something in your life that you are ready to change. And right now, in this moment, give yourself permission to allow it to change. And just take a few deep breaths. As we are sending angels to assist you right now with what you have decided on. So it is happening right now in this moment. It is changing. We do not expect you to rely on what your eyes are seeing in this moment or what you are feeling right now in this moment. Just know that it is changing. We work with you in order to help you to create what you desire. We are always working with you. We do not take time out to sleep or eat or any of those other things that you do with the human body because we are not in a human body. We work with you in every moment of your existence. Allow us to help you. Please, just open up and allow. This doesn't mean that we're going to take over your life because we don't want to take over your life. We are here to assist you in creating what you have decided on. Not to have you do what we have decided on. We don't want to control you. We want you to accept you, to embrace you, to live in your power, to know the truth of your heart, your soul. We want you to just breathe. Just breathe and allow your dreams to come true. And let go of all of those thoughts within you that say, it's not possible. I have to be a certain age before this can happen. It can't happen until this, and this has happened. I have to put myself off. I have to come last. It's not right for me to be first. All of those are those false beliefs that run your life. And the angels are helping you to let them go. There is no one more important in your life than you. there is not meant to be anyone more important in your life than you. And we know that for some of you, this brings up thoughts that you are supposed to make God more important than you. God is within you. If you make you important, God is automatically important. There is no separation. Focus on being the truth of who you are. Focus on creating the life that you desire. And let go of everything else. And just breathe. And let it all go. We are with you. We are always with you. This will always be true. And we are wrapping you in love right now so that you can create what you love in your life. And just breathe. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
That was beautiful. Oh. Thank you, Barbara.
Oh, your voice sounds better.
Oh, I still sound like I sound like I swallowed a bullfrog, but I'm here.
But you do sound better. It's smoother than it was.
Oh,
so.
Thank you.
All right, so we've come to the part of the show where we take questions from callers and people in the chat room, and we currently do not have any callers or people in the chat room.
Oh, darn. And you know what?
Supposed to be.
Joan Rivers
a
is
short
saying, you know what? When life. Yes, and Joan Rivers is saying, "Do you see when life deals you lemons, make lemonade?" She's saying, but you know, she looks for people whose life has dealt them vodka, and you know, and right now I could use the vodka, I think, for the throat. I was hoping one of the callers, you know, had a life that dealt them vodka. I don't know. We could have had a party. And the funny thing is, Barbara, I do this show and I do, you know, other things during the week. I watch my grandson. And Wednesday, like after 4 o'clock, is my time to just go crazy, go wild, you know. I schedule it in the calendar and it says Grammy's gone wild. So I never know what's going to happen. Never know what's going to happen Wednesday after 4 o'clock, you know.
I like that.
But I scheduled.
Maybe I should put something like that in my calendar too.
Yes, after 4 o'clock. If you were only here, goodness, like we'd have to go crazy together. But I just, like I said, whatever happens, happens. I'm open to any suggestions. Like Joan, even Joan, I take her suggestions. I feel like I'm a responsible adult most of the week. And then, like that time, Wednesday is my time after 4 p.m. to go crazy.
Well, good for you.
Well, that's what I do.
Wonderful.
So you know what I was getting, as you were saying that message, Barbara, that was like an amazing message. And what I got from that is like even Jesus had to take a little time to focus on himself, you know, and just to, you know, have a quiet retreat, you know.
Yes. And
maybe that's what I don't
think. Yeah.
It is important.
Well, you
it's very important.
Sometimes we get into that mode where we have to do this for this person, this for this person, this for this person, this for this person, and we don't do anything for ourselves.
Definitely. Yep. But we shouldn't feel guilty about taking a little time for ourselves. That's what I'm getting, you know, like we really got to take that time, you know, because if you don't focus on you, there's not going to be anything left for anyone else.
Exactly. And I'm hearing
yes.
that you should definitely let go of guilt. Whatever you're feeling
yes.
guilty
and
about.
And I just wanted to say that a new gift of mine has come forward. And Barbara, I now, I connected with Mother Mary in 2008, and we looked at each other face to face. We were only like maybe like 2 inches apart. And she looked into my eyes, but I felt like she was looking into my soul. After that had happened, that feeling was with me, like it's still with me, like that beautiful feeling. I'm now able to look into other people's eyes and I see things. So Mother Mary told me the other day that she said, "Do you see it is now time, you know, to offer this to everyone else?" So what I'm asking, first of all, Barbara, is I need a picture of close-up of just your eyes, and I'll let you know what I see. And to any of our listeners, I'm going to offer you, like, a special discount price. This is just going to be, it's not that much, and you get to see what I see through Mother Mary's eyes, you know? Yeah, Barbara, sometimes it's like a past life. Other times it's things that are holding you back. And then at times it's a loved one that comes forward to give you a message. But I see, like I said, all I've been getting is like my poor husband. He looks at my cell phone and all you see is all these eyes. You've got another picture of someone's eyes. I'm like, oh, my gosh. But it's just amazing. I was told the other day, now it is time, DC. It's time to offer this to the world.
Oh, wonderful. I will send you my eyes today then.
Just your eyes. I don't want your beautiful smile, you know. I just need your eyes.
Okay.
For those listening, I have to say, I told everyone once, but I'm going to say it again, that Barbara, you were a mother in a past lifetime, and I felt that connection immediately as soon as we reconnected. So I'm so honored to have this connection.
Connected.
Oh, we are.
And you've
and
taken
as soon as
a picture
I heard your
of
voice.
Your eyes and looked into it, right?
Take a picture of your eyes and then send it to me. You can put it in.
No, I'm talking about your eyes. Have you looked into your
eyes?
Oh,
I will. I'm going to take a picture of my eyes as well. But what had happened is Mother Mary, like I said, she just, when she and I connected in 2008, I mean, she stood face to face with me, and I'm almost 5'5", and she was almost the same height, and she just looked into my eyes for like approximately 2 minutes, and it felt like an eternity, Barbara. And after that, people were saying to me, like, "You've got my mother's eyes." And then finally I started to really question that. I said, you know, like, how can that be so? Because this person, you know, maybe like of Irish descent, another one is Native American descent. Another one is a different ethnicity. So these people of all different ethnicities, that when they looked into my eyes, they said they saw, you know, their mother. But in truth, they were seeing Mother Mary, which of course is your true mother, you know. So they were seeing Mother Mary through my eyes.
Wonderful.
So it took me a little while to put, like, you know, two and two together. And now I was told, like, this is the time, you see, now you have to offer this.
Wonderful. Oh, this is so exciting.
It is exciting and it's beautiful. Any of our listeners, like if they message me on Facebook, you're going to get a substantial, substantial discount. It's almost nothing for what I'm offering this, you know, to you for, just for being, you know, a loyal listener. But it's just an amazing, you know, gift that has come forward. And I started to do this maybe a little over a week ago. And the feedback that I got, Barbara, was so amazing.
Good.
It's just beautiful.
Okay.
So that's the newest part of my journey.
Fabulous. Oh, absolutely fabulous. I'm so happy for you,
and
I'm happy,
Barbara,
for all of us.
And now is Rivers is putting handcuffs on us. So she's saying wherever you go, she said Barbara's going with you. We're going together wherever we're headed. I don't know if it's jail or if it's a big stage, but we're going together.
Oh, how fun.
You've definitely been one of the people that have been with me from the beginning of my journey, and I couldn't see my journey, like, you know, going in a direction without you.
Oh, that is so sweet. And I love going in the direction with you.
Yes. I mean, we've had a beautiful journey so far, and I just hope it just blossoms and gets better and better and better.
Yes, it does. Well, I am certainly happy with today, even though it wasn't what we expected. It's been a wonderful time, and I've really enjoyed it.
Oh, I have too, Barbara, and I hope by, you know, the next show that I have a little bit better of a voice.
Well, your voice is sounding better than it did at the beginning of the show, so apparently those angels are working on you. So.
Thank goodness. It's really important. That's what I'm saying. That's all I have. I need my voice. Goodness.
Well, then, you just take some time now and sit back and let your voice relax while they work on you. And by Thursday, you'll be back to yourself, your beautiful, wonderful, amazing self.
I'm giving that to the angels and saying that's what I'm striving for. I just want to be 100% to be here for myself and for, you know, this beautiful show that I just feel is such a blessing in my life, Barbara, you know. But Ginger's saying, Barbara, she's saying she wants you to connect with the goddess within. I don't know if you've been connecting with your, you know, your feminine goddess within, but she wants you to do that.
Okay.
But she's saying, you know, Barbara, bold and really have fun with this. Okay. And she's saying, you know, it's going to be really empowering, okay?
Well, terrific.
So please, you know, like...
definitely looking forward to it.
Yes. And it's funny because what she's saying is she's pointing to your eyes. It has something to do with your eyes.
Okay, I'm sending
so
you
I'm not sure.
Of my eyes.
Yes, I need that picture of your beautiful, beautiful, beautiful eyes. And the only thing more beautiful is your heart, Barbara.
Oh, thank you.
You're such an amazing co-host and an important person in my life.
Well, thank you. You're an important person in my life, too.
Yeah, from the first time that I, like, listened to your show and really connected with you, I just knew that there was something, that there was a deeper connection.
Wonderful.
So I look forward, like I said, to whatever, you know, whatever is going to be ahead of us.
Me too.
Awesome.
Well, okay. So I'm being told that we need to end the show now so that you can rest and relax and recuperate. And we will be back on Thursday, and hopefully you will sound like you again. You're close now.
I'm hoping.
So, you know.
And Barbara, Ginger's saying the word partnership. So there's going to be something, I guess, like coming up for us, I think.
Ooh, how fun. I like
that. So she wants you to about it. Yeah, see what you're getting from the divine. You know, it's part of our, I guess, divine life purpose.
Oh, wonderful.
Getting a business partnership between the two of us. So that sounds amazing.
Yes, it does. I'm looking forward to that.
And Ginger's saying she's changing the show. The title is going to be Mom and Me. You're the mom. You have all the, you know, you have all those wonderful things that you always say. You know, so she's saying she's changing it to Mom and Me. I'm all right with that.
Oh, that is funny. Well, we'll see where that goes, too, then.
Yes. Well, with that being said, I just thank you, Mom, for all that you've done for me.
Well, you are welcome, dear, and you are worth it.
Oh, thank you. And hopefully we'll be back and we'll have callers next show.
Yes. Everything works out exactly as it needs to, so this has been just perfect.
Yes.
Oh, well, now Dove for Peace just showed up. So let me ask Dove for Peace, if you want a message, go ahead and type it right now. Otherwise, we're going to end the show. So if there's a question that you have, go ahead and ask it. And since she's listening in the chat room, we have to wait for a little bit of delay. And she is typing. Yay. Okay. She would love a message.
Okay. Well, the first thing I'm getting, Barbara, is she's got to release her thoughts in regard to money, okay? Because what she, you know, what she's thinking about money is not true. Okay, so she's not in balance with, you know, the area of money is what I'm getting, okay? And 12, I do see like a lot of material prosperity coming your way, okay? And you've just got to stay open-minded, okay? And know that everything is serving a higher purpose. I don't know what it is that you dream of doing, but I'm getting, once you connect with, you know, the work that you dream of doing, you're going to see the money's going to follow. Okay, I see just money flowing in. So you've got to start and you've got to make some positive changes in your life. And I'm getting maybe you're going to learn maybe something new, and then you're going to really start manifesting, okay? And, you know, all of us are here, Dove, and there's no competition between any of us, okay? And when we realize that, you know, we also realize, you know, that we're here for a reason. Everybody's here for a specific reason. There's enough abundance for everyone is what I'm getting, okay? So you've got to watch, you know, the mentality of lack, okay? And you must have learned some of your lessons, self, because I see Archangel Michael standing before you, and there were blocks in your way. There were obstacles. They're now being lifted. You're growing, and he's congratulating you, okay? So whatever you're doing, keep doing, Dove. Stay centered. Stay positive, okay? And I see you, you know, you're moving forward. You're manifesting, okay? So there's no room for fear in this, self. Just give your fear to God and the angels, and I'm getting the word abundance around you. Okay, the angels of abundance are coming in, and they're really helping you to achieve your dreams. Okay, so I don't know if maybe at night you know, you're dreaming things. Please keep a journal. It's really going to help you to continue on your, you know, your life's mission. Okay, and just affirm that every day and every way I'm getting better and better. Okay, Dove, I see your life going in a beautiful and positive direction. And as long as you keep focusing on what you love, the money's going to be there, okay? So today, make this a day that you choose to focus on only what you are wanting, Dove. And that's what I have for you. I'm sorry that I sound like I sound like I swallowed Jeremiah the bullfrog, but I'm working on myself too. And I send my love. And Barbara, that's what I have for Dove.
Okay. So Doug says, DC, you are right. I'm looking for a new job. I just don't know what it is. Thank you, DC. I'm feeling it. And let's see. Here's what Jesus wants to have. I have to get my hands in the right place for some reason. This is what Jesus wants to say to you, Doug. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Breathe deeply and open up to believing in yourself. There's a beautiful host of angels coming to help you with this right now. So often with people who are in the physical, it is that they do not believe in themselves. And that is what keeps them from allowing the miracles, the blessings, the magnificence of their own life. And so we are opening you up to believing in you. We know that you are taught that you are supposed to believe in different deities and different religious teachings and philosophies and all of these other things. But who you are meant to believe in is you. Because the Creator is within you. The Creator does not require that you bow down and pray and worship and see the magnificence of the Creator without you. So make sure that you spend some time every day being grateful for yourself, for who you are, for what you do, for the impact that you have upon this world. And we know that you understand we're not telling you to become this selfish, self-righteous person, telling everyone how perfect you are. This is about loving yourself from your heart. You can express this to other people in whatever way feels right to you, but you're not required to express it to anyone. This is about you loving you, accepting you, knowing that you can do it, whatever you have decided it is. We want you to believe in you. We want you to open your arms and embrace yourself. We want you to know that all things are possible to you if you believe. That is what is most important for you and for everyone else. It is not about looking at the world and deciding, oh, the world needs to change. It's about looking at yourself. It's about opening up to yourself. It's about loving yourself. It's about accepting your own gifts. It's about being who you truly are. And when you are in that place of knowing and believing in you, everything changes. Everything changes. So we ask that you open up to the love of you. We ask that you open up to the belief in you. We ask that you allow these beautiful angels who are with you to help you live more fully as you. There's no one else you need to be. There's no one else you need to compare yourself to. There is no one else like you. You are beautiful, perfect, magnificent, glorious, astonishing, magical, miraculous, exactly as you are. And it's time for you to believe in you, just like we do. You are loved. Live the love. Okay. That's what he wanted to say.
Wow, that was powerful. That was so powerful, Barbara. Wow.
And that was writing. Okay, let me go back and see. Let's see. Okay. You ladies are so beautiful. Amen. I am. I understand that. I'm working on them. Okay. It's true. Yes, I'm learning. Yes, I can. Good. What is happening now is that whenever I see people caring and helping others, I become overwhelmed with tears, and I'm feeling that I am being called to just help others in a different way. I'm being told to have cash on me, $30 in singles, so whenever someone asks me for something, I have it to give. And then she says that was beautiful.
Oh, that was really beautiful. That, thank you.
There's something else, though. Let's see. Hold on. They're making my nose itch. I'm not sure what the itching nose has to do with it. Okay. Now it's my ear that's itching. Okay. Here we go. We want you to see the connection. We want you to see the connection between you and everyone else. We want you to see the connection between everyone else and you. The connection goes both ways. It's not just a matter of you giving. You are also receiving. Do not forget about the part of it that is coming to you. Don't be so focused on what is going out. notice what is coming in. It is that two-way connection that you are feeling. It is that two-way connection that you are opening up to. And the more you open up to yourself, to your heart, to your truth, you turn that connection from a tiny little strand of energy to a super highway. And your whole life grows. So we want you to notice everything about the connection. Notice what you receive. Notice the joy, the love. You can see what you give, but please also notice what you receive. And allow yourself to accept it. We're not asking you to become a saint or a martyr. We're not asking you to sacrifice yourself for the world. We're asking you to truly allow the flow in both directions. That changes everything. That changes you. It's time. Okay, now that's what they wanted to share.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Okay, and she's saying...
Really, really beautiful.
Let's see. Where was I? Okay, yes, yes, I forgot that. Yes, amen. Oh my God, these messages are so powerful. I'm meant to hear this. So very free, of course. Wow, okay.
Oh, wow is the word. Honest to goodness, that is the word.
All right, Doug, that's all I'm getting for now. I'm checking this up. Well, my nose is itching like crazy. Okay.
You know what, Barbara, as you were saying that, I see doorways opening for her, you know, and there are beautiful doorways of opportunity. So, Doug, keep whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Keep going. And trust in the divine, because I see so many beautiful opportunities coming for you. And I also am hearing abundance. And we've got to, you know, money is just simply energy. So, you know, you are going to have, you know, you're going to have money. We live on the earth. We need money and stuff. But see it as just energy. See it as love, okay? And then you're going to be able to change your perspective a little bit is what I'm getting. But, Deb, I'm getting that this is the time that you're going to start working on the career of your dreams. So I hope that helps you.
And, Deb, they're saying that things will not be what you expect. So let go of your expectations and just start trusting your heart.
Yeah.
Trusting yourself to know what is right for you in every moment. And to let go of the whole idea that you're supposed to plan out your life, it's supposed to look exactly like this, and all of those other things you might have been told about your creation. Because you are the one who is dictating the creation, but you are not the only one involved in the creation. And your team, your angels, your guides, all of them have so much more creative ability than you imagine. You do too, but they don't create in your limitations. You create in your limitations. So look outside of your limitations. And they're saying that there's so much there for you, and it's already there for you, and there's more coming. So do not expect things to be a particular way. Ask your heart whether or not something is for you. And they're saying that that's really, really important to always check in with your own heart, check in with your guidance, however you see yourself doing it, to do that. Because there is more. Right now, there is more. Okay. So that's
and
Barbara,
I was getting for her, build it and they will come, you know. that she's going to connect with her passion and she's going to build something amazing. And she's going to do something she loves and she's going to have money to pay her bills. So that's what I'm getting.
But I'm hearing the words more than enough. So it's not just having enough
to drink it, it's
having more.
And it's
so much more.
It's
in every area of your
life. Yes, all different forms. So it's not just going to come in one way, Barbara, you're right, you know. It's going to come in so many different ways. Oh, my goodness. It's
and
so exciting.
I'm hearing,
I don't know if you're hearing the vision board, but I'm getting the words.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. The only thing standing between you and what you desire is you. So.
Yes.
Yeah, they're saying get out of your own way, Dad. And that's why you need to ask your heart, not your brain, your heart.
Yeah.
And if you do that, my nose will stop itching. So please do
vision board. She needs a vision board because that makes it so much more powerful. When she could actually see it, she's going to bring it to life. Is that, that's setting, yes.
Okay, so you can start creating today. You can do a vision board on a computer. You don't have to wait until you've got the magazines and the poster board. You can do it on a computer. So in an hour, you could have a vision board. You could put it as your desktop so you can always see it. And that does work, and I know because I did it.
Awesome.
Okay.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yes, she will. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Oh,
and Barb
so much better.
Is saying when you get a chance, check your messages. She sent you a message via Facebook. Ginger sent you a message.
Okay. Is it a message?
It's been a crazy day. I'm just going with the flow. I'm just going with the flow. I'm just here. Goodness.
All right. Okay, Doug, that's everything that I'm getting for you, and that's everything DC is getting for you. So.
I'm getting
like
possibilities. There's so many possibilities. Oh, my goodness.
So open now. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I think it is safe for us to end the show.
Well, she's in the show, Barbara. Check. She sent you a message.
I will do that. I will check the messages, and I will send you my eyes. And
Yes, and those listening, Dove, if you're interested as well, like I said, for our faithful callers, and you're one of them, like I said, this is an opportunity for you to, you know, allow me to, you know, look into your eyes and let you know what Mother Mary has to say. It's just been such a beautiful opportunity. I mean, that happened in 2008, and it's now 2017, so... I've been sitting here, and Mother Mary said, finally, DC, it's time. So I'm telling everyone it's time.
So, Dove, you need to send DC a picture of your eyes, just your eyes.
Yes.
And then she will give you the message that she gets when she looks into your eyes. And I'm hearing the word profound. So, Dove, that's something you should do, because apparently you have a profound message that's going to come from her looking into your eyes. Oh, boy, there's a lot of emotion there. Dove, you need to do that.
Yes, I've been connecting with people like that are like professionals and they're successful right now. I mean, and it's been profound. It has. It's been just amazing, you know, totally amazing. And the one like lady contacted me and she was telling me, and now she has a TV show of her own and stuff. And, you know, I was like, oh, my goodness, like, how can I have your mother's eyes and this one's mother's eyes and this one's mother's eyes? And then finally, like I said, it did hit me that, you know, it's Mother Mary. You know, they see Mother Mary. So I just feel it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
But this, hopefully, like this week, during my gone wild time, Barbara, that, you know, that DC goes wild, I'm going to connect with Mother Mary. That's what I'm doing this week with my gone wild time.
Okay.
So that's what I'm doing. I just, oh my gosh, I mean, the connection is so amazing, and I just feel like I'm going to help more and more people, Barbara, you know?
I think so, too. Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
Definitely something it's time for, yeah. Okay, and since Dove asked this question and I answered her, but I should say it out loud because this is a radio show, you can send the picture of your eyes to BC on Facebook. If you are a friend
on
of Facebook,
in the message, in the message. Don't put it on my Facebook page. Put it in message.
Send her
yes,
a private message. Yeah.
Yes.
Not
yes,
as part
please.
Of her posting, but a private message. She doesn't want her Facebook page covered with everybody's eyes. So.
No, my cell phone is
really
already, so honestly. Yes. And I've never, like I said, like when this started, I just couldn't imagine, but now. It's just so beautiful. Oh, my goodness. Really beautiful.
And if you guys can't find DC on Facebook, but you can find me on Facebook, you can send
yes.
me
yes.
your eyes in a private message, and I will send your eyes on to DC. And there's something in all of that. I have no idea what. I just feel like there's something in all of that. Oh my gosh, DC, what have you gotten me into?
I don't know, Barbara. Like I said, you know what? I feel like at times that we're Lucy and Ethel. I'm Lucy, of course, you know? And I feel bad. I don't know. Like, I really don't know. You know, it just happens. Oh my goodness.
Well, that's okay. I know that whatever happens is for the highest good. And you know, we ask for our lives to change and open, and our lives change and open, and it's not the way we expect. And that applies to
yes.
us just as much as everybody else. So ask your guidance whether or not it's right for you before you assume anything.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'm just trying to go with the flow, Barbara. Like I said, it's just these doors keep opening, and it's just getting so amazing, you know. I just feel like a child at Christmas. It's so beautiful. But I just feel like I said, like, don't put the handcuffs on us. That we're supposed to be together through this journey. So you're going with me. You have no choice.
Okay, if I have to.
Yes, you definitely have to. You're part of this beautiful journey. You've always been and you always will be. Oh, my goodness.
Well, wonderful. Okay, I feel that we've said what we need to say.
Yes, we certainly have.
Okay, and I'm supposed to say, and if you can't find us on Facebook, you can send the eyes to me in an email message at barbara.healing@gmail.com. That's barbara.healing.
Yes.
healing@gmail.com, and I will forward your eyes to DC. Something about these eyes that I don't know yet, that I can feel there's something about these eyes. Okay.
Yes, I mean, it's just it's amazing. Oh my goodness, it's just like so amazing. It's blowing my mind. I mean, it's just like so amazing. Oh goodness. I mean, I've never, and one person asked me, I said, I don't know what to tell you. Like I said, it's not something that, I don't know who does what, I said, but this is my own thing, the way I do things, you know? And it's a connection that I have with Mother Mary. That's all I could say, you know?
Well, wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, then I think we are done for today.
Yes.
Okay. So we will be back on Thursday. Send DC your eyes, a picture of your eyes. Do not send DC your regular eyes. That would be really strange. Well, I'm actually seeing a little Ziploc bag with somebody's eyes in there. I don't know. I don't want to see that. You guys can take that off. It doesn't feel negative or anything. It's just this weird little image that popped into my head. Okay.
And
so
Cindy,
see a picture of your eyes. Okay.
Yes, and we're going to ask for a donation, whatever they could donate, because we want to keep this beautiful show going, you know?
Okay.
So whatever money that we bring in for the eyes, like they could donate whatever they, you know, feel in their heart, and this is going to go towards our show, Morning with Jesus, so that we could keep it on for everyone.
And that's wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. I hope everybody got everything that they needed today. There's been so much energy in this show. So if you didn't hear the whole show, go back and listen to the recording, because there really has been some phenomenal energy in this show. We will be back on Thursday, and by then my nose will no longer itch, and DC will have her voice. Yay! Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Yay, and Ginger Sam, grandma. She's saying, if that's your mom, that's my grandma. Calling your grandma. Check your messages, grandma.
And I will go check my messages now.
Okay. Bye, everyone. We love you.
Yes, we love you very much. And I think there is a connection in the comments where you can send, in the show information, where you can send donations. So if you're looking for that information, it's there in the show information. And if you can't find it, we've got my email, barbara.healing@gmail.com. You can send the question there. And I'm getting that should be enough for everybody. DC, do you have a donations page on your website?
You know what? As present, I don't. So I would direct it towards you, Barbara, you know, to please.
Okay.
Like you said, we want to have the show, we want it to keep going and everything, and I'm just feeling like if you could, you know, if everyone can donate a little bit and stuff, it'll help us to keep our show going. And you're getting something beautiful in the process.
All right, everybody. That's it for today, and we will talk to you on Thursday. Thanks so much for listening. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.